Thank you for joining us this Sunday afternoon. Brother Freedom and I are just rejoicing in God's wonderful goodness. We just have seen His mighty hand work again. Father, we just thank You, Lord. You're so wonderful. You're so perfect. And I just thank You and we praise You. We thank You for touching the listeners in Jesus' name. Thank You for anointing Brother Freedom. Lord, he and I don't know what You're going to do, but that's all right because You're our boss. We just want to be submissive to You, Father. Thank You for touching Brother Freedom in a wonderful way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we come to You with a request to stay because we need Your supernatural help. We need what You're all about. You can take just a vapor and make a universe out of it. That's what You can do. You're that strong. Father, I rely on You right now by Your Spirit to touch my life in such a way. Father, I pray to lift up Your wonderful name in the wonderful name of Jesus. I truly believe we're living in an hour when Lord's name doesn't mean much by a lot of people. Look at Jesus. This was His birthday. A lot of people didn't even observe it. Jesus came. God sent His only Son that mankind would believe on His wonderful name would live. And many don't think about it. But Jesus, the giving of His life on that cruel cross, He took yours and my sins, the sins of the whole world, and with His shedding of His blood, He set captivity free. He brought in the power of healing. He brought in the power of salvation. He brought in all these wonderful truths. He brought in that we're more than conquerors all through all the Word of God come alive because of what He did upon the cross. He brought the reason when the Bible is spoken. Because Jesus is that center part that makes it all work. That's what we are in there. We're taking on Jesus, and then through God's help, we take on Him, and we work because it's supernaturally done. We don't see nothing. We don't know nothing. But God takes over as we rely totally on Him through faith. When faith, you have faith, you believe it's going to happen, and hope is even stronger than that. Hope is something that you hope for. It's like the evidence, not things, but we hope, and we have that hope. Apostle Paul said, unless we have that, we're most men miserable. We need that hope that Jesus Christ is coming through the clouds of glory. He's coming back for His own. He's coming for those who's looking for His coming. He's coming the time when people look, they're not looking for His coming, but truly He is that hope. He's that strength. He's that power. He's that witness that we need. We need to have that liberty in our lives that sets us free, that makes us pliable to things of God. Many times we're so calloused to the things of spiritual. We're very pliable to natural things, but we can't understand spiritual. We're frustrated. We don't even want to think about them. But God wants us to be followers of Him. He's coming back soon. And so the enemy knows his time is short. So it's bringing much trouble to the churches. Look at Israel. They're having trouble because he wants to bring everything that God is for God. He wants to bring every miserable thing that he can come against the work of God. But I'll tell you, God wants us to stay strong in the Lord. God wants us to be, having done all, to stand. We need to learn that God can speak this whole thing in a second, and everything would be ship-shape overnight, and everybody would believe. But God doesn't do it that way. He uses you and me. He uses us to express what He wishes us to do. He can do it, but we have to hook up. Now, we're like that train. We got a big load behind us, and the engineer is up there, and he's got the little, just a throttle, basically, what it does. And through the input of the diesel engine, charge those generator, alternator, whatever they call them nowadays, and the traction motors gets electricity. That's what God does. We are not physically doing any of it. We're just actually in the place of living an overcoming life, a place of sanctification, and I think that's the qualities that we must have. When we have these qualities, then God uses us as a tool. We're a fit subject for God to use. He cannot use us if we're walking in anything less than that. Because without wholeness, God says, no man to see or please God. God expects us to become holy in Him. He wants us to be an overcomer. He wants us to be a partakers of the things of good. We shun the very appearance of evil to have the quality that God wishes that things will happen. We can't just get out here and manufacture our own thing. And I could build me a church out here and I'm going to have 10,000 people here. But if I did it in myself, I'd have it just a self-church. But if I did it by the Spirit of God, it would be He would bring it in the souls. He would bring it in. All the decisions actually would come through His authority. And we can bring that down to the lower level. Each one of us, that's what we need to get, as we're in His authority. And God has a work for all of us. He's got a place for us to strive for Him, to seek the will of God, to walk in His calling, walk in His vocation, walk in His education, walk with His liberty, walk with His power, because God needs us. But I'll tell you what, He needs us, but we need Him a lot more than He needs us. You know, He can do away and don't need me. He can get anybody that's better than me. And he can get five people. You're not the only person out there. God is God. And I tell you, we need to humble ourselves. And when we humble ourselves, it removes pride. It removes that structured part that Satan had, that he was when he come against God. But a lot of God's people, I see them, they're walking in a haughty spirit. They're walking in, oh, I'm really somebody. But we're nobody without God. I want you to know out there, we all need the power of God. We need what God has for us. I've heard a lot of you say, oh, you're out of, no, I'm not. I believe I'm right. God wants us to walk in humility. The Bible says, humble yourself therefore in the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt us in due time. That He might exalt us in due time. So if we go out here and try to exalt ourselves, we're getting out of the will of God. And pretty soon we're disconnected now. That engineer, when he pulls that throttle back, they pull the linkage loose, it's not working. That's what happens to us. Because we get out of step with God, then we pray, we seek God, nothing happens. Because your homework is not completed. You haven't done what God requires of you to do, that you'd have an overcoming life, that you're a vessel that God can use for the job that He has for you. Very simply, God has a big job for all of us because He's coming back very soon. I believe He's coming through the clouds of glory, and I believe He's coming soon, and we need to wake up, every one of us, that we might be ready. He is coming back. But that's a mansion that's been made in heaven. This day is fit for us. It's that we have not seen what God's going to have for it. He's got a spectacular place. And we at this day need to take time to pray, take time to seek God, because He's coming soon. And we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. We need to walk in His counsel, in His direction. We need to have that holiness within our hearts, that love. Love that suffers long is kind. Love bondeth not itself. It's not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Rejoice not in iniquity. But rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Love never faileth. Love is something that many haven't got. And that's a place that we need to first start. We need to have our love of God in our heart. We must mature in the things that are holy. We must seek the things. We must call upon God. We can't move only from the Spirit's heart. We can't even think because it's God that moves. We need the power of God so illuminated that we're walking as a blind man, you might say. But when God, He opens our eyes, we see clearly. But without God, we see dimly. And we're darkened. We're walking in dark. Many are out there walking in darkness. The only way that we see clearly is God come upon us. He comes down and opens up the vision of heaven. He disposes the bad thing. We see the effects of the enemy. He says, go forth with my power. Go with my anointing. And I'll bless you. Strike down. And I'll move mightily. Heal that one in the name of the Father. We need to believe. I believe that God has a time. Know the time. Now it's high time to wake out of sleep. Now the day is at hand. But we need to rise to the occasion. God has a ministry for many of us. That ministry is to seek the good things. Seek what's above. Draw nigh to Him. Draw nigh to the Lord. Resist the devil. Shun the very evil, the presence of evil. We need to shun everything that's wicked. We need to seek the things that are above. I lift my eyes to hills. That means I'm going to look up. I'm going to look down. We look not the things that are seen, but we look to the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. We need that eternal hope, that eternal determination that we're going to move out for God. We need to also have the witness of God's Spirit in my heart. I know He's there. He's going to help me. He's going to continue to help me. I tell you, I get discouraged at times. Anytime I get away out of the Spirit, it wasn't this way until after the stroke, but God did it on purpose. I know. Now, because I feel for all of you out there, I cannot go by feelings when I get to that place. I just got to bridge up and say, I'm going through anyway. Pretty soon, the feeling comes down. I know it's God. How about you? But you've got to stand strong in the Lord. You can't deteriorate yourself, and that's what you are. You're deteriorating. Anytime you back away from God, you're falling apart. And God can't use you falling apart. He's got to build you back up that you can walk in heavenly places, walk in His power, walk in His anointing, that you might do the will of God, that you might hear from heaven. Your eyes have that enlightenment pull you to a place of heavenly power. Bible said, without a vision, my people perish. The church today needs the vision of Christ. They need the vision of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And they need to have the vision of the Holy Ghost there with the unction, the function, the power, the anointing that breaks the yoke and stops the very particles of darkness and sets them free, brings a quality that's above the realm that man can get without the Spirit of God. We need that Spirit of God. We cannot do it in ourselves. We only can walk by His Spirit. God's here to make us His Word alive. You abide in me and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will and shall be done. He says, call unto me and I'll answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Greater is He that's in you than he is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Those are all commands that God's given you to be strong. Be steadfast, unmovable, always above the work of the Lord. Know that your labor is not in vain. Great peace have they that love my law, and nothing shall offend them. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God has not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. God wants us to take that word and be alive. We're like a computer. We've got that word of God inside of us. I see now why God told me to eat it. I just ate the word and the word became fertile. I didn't think what I was doing. I just ate it. I just ate it. Pretty soon it started coming out. So the man thinketh, so is he. If we're putting it in there for knowledge, we're going to come out a puffed up person. We need to have the Spirit of God. It comes out for what God will. There's a difference. You have it in there for puffing up. Well, I can just do this. I can do this. No, yeah, that's what's wrong. You've been doing it all the time yourself. That's self. You need to have it. God wants to dress the serpent. God can lead you. God can guide you. Like Gideon, he went to fight the battle there. Lord says, you got too many soldiers. You can't. God took 300, won the battle. That's what you'll do today. You need to have, what I'm saying, you've got to have the multiplication. A thousand to fall to the side. 10,000 to the right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. I tell you out there, you are more than conquerors through him, which loveth. You can seek God in such a way that you'll move the controls of God. And I'll tell you that whole, I don't know how many tonnage will pull behind and you'll keep going. You'll not even feel it. But you try to do it within yourself, you won't even move it. You'll shake. You'll quake. Pretty soon the enemy attacks you and you're defeated. And you lose out in your soul. You've gotten cold. But God wants to get you on fire. That lukewarmness got to go too. You have to be on fire. Let the Spirit of God be a fire that kills all evil thought, that kills the things of darkness, that sets you free on a heavenly calling. God wants to liberate you today. God wants to set you free. God wants to sanctify you. God wants you to walk in His holiness. God wants you to walk in His liberty. God wants you to walk in His calm. God wants you to walk in that place that you'll be a heavenly person for God. God is speaking in the Word of God. He wants us to be having a heavenly calling. And God bless you today. Saint out there, you can be a saint. God wants to set you free on a course to heaven. Lighten your load. Take off that the weight. Every weight that's so easy to set and let you run that race with patience. Set them free this day in a mighty power from God. Lord God, I pray, cleanse your people. Touch them in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you for this word today. I pray that you touch the hearts of the people in a mighty way. We pray the Spirit of God to be alive this day, mighty in the word. I pray, I feel the unction to come out. The glory of God being down. Come, set your people free. Bring healing. Oh, but more than healing, heal their minds. Bring holiness. Get away that self that's in them. That's a destructive tool. Many are people, Father, I pray, heal the bodies and the souls these saints this day. Set them free. That they'll be a warrior for thee. They'll be on fire by the Spirit of God. They'll walk in holiness. They'll never look no more to the things of old, the things of, and they'll bring them down, but their eyes will be upon thee. You'll separate them this day. Give them liberty and pray. Let them be a power. Let them walk in a straight course towards you. They'll walk in that narrow way. They'll walk in a straight narrow. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the anointing this day. Set them free in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. God bless. Brother Clint.
Dear brother and sister in Christ, didn't that touch your heart? It touched mine. Thank you, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.